Jonathan Lynn in the studio. Good morning, man.
Good morning.
Dude, how you doing?
Man, I am doing amazing. And that young lady out there at the front brought me in a nice cup of coffee, so
yeah,
I'm rocking and rolling.
You're ready to rock and roll here today with the Karen special brew, we like to call that right there. She may have made it extra strong for you, but dude, I've been talking about this show. We've been giving away tickets, and why don't you go ahead and get us caught up, because we've seen you singing with Blend, and then we were sad because we kind of had to put it into it, and then you went on, and tell us what's gone on since Blend, if you can do that in like a few moments.
In just like 30, 40 seconds, right?
What's been happening, dude?
I've been singing on my own. There we go.
Yes.
You know, the group ended. I was going to work in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
Right.
Turned that down. And instead of going back to teaching, which is what I did for 6 years, so many people said, "You going back to teaching?" Lord, no, that's not what I'm passionate about.
Right.
I love to perform. I love to sing. Mm-hmm. It's been my passion since I was a young kid, like 5 years old. Well, anyhow, I quickly decided I didn't want to work a normal job, so I was going to do what I love. So I started doing shows on my own, stepping out away from the whole Blend scene. And I was doing a show, Old King Cole
days.
And matter of fact, I flew up there because I was in Paducah, Kentucky, doing a show at Casa Mexicana. Got up there just in time before Ronnie McDowell's show ended. And for those that have followed Blend, Blend sang backup for Ronnie for 4 years.
Wow.
And so I get up there, and Ronnie calls me up to do Conway Twitty's Hello, Darling. And right after the show, chit-chatting with Ronnie, he said, "Hey, Jonathan," he said, "whenever you're ready to start recording," he said, "I've got a song I just wrote that," he said, "is going to be a hit." He said, "Give me a call when you're ready," right? Took me 3 weeks to call him. Why? I don't know. I called him up and he said, "What in the world took you so long?"
Right.
I said, "I'm from Southern Illinois. I move a little slow sometimes. But, you know, I got my coffee from Karen and I'm moving quick." But but anyhow, so, it just one thing led to another. And you know, I'm getting as busy as I was with Blend. Matter of fact, tomorrow I head out to Florida for almost 2 weeks doing shows down there. But doing stuff with Ronnie is it's priceless. Mm-hmm. And I met so many great folks from doing shows with him. I just did his Christmas concert in Gallatin, Tennessee.
Wow.
I've got Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee coming up with him in February for his Valentine's show. Just a lot of really neat stuff that I'm doing. But anyhow, this song that he wrote, him and Steve Jeppy, called "You Will Never Leave My Mind." What a heart tugger. And it really touches so many folks. You know, like I was telling you, the movie The Notebook, this song would fit in perfect with it because so many folks can relate to it. But, you know, dementia and Alzheimer's, as we were chit-chatting about, is a thing that folks really, I mean, it hits home because, unfortunately, there's not a cure for it yet. And
this is about this, and this is one that Ronnie wrote?
Absolutely, he did.
Wow.
And, you know, Ronnie, he's been in the business for years. And, I mean, I've learned so much. He's my hero. Mm-hmm. When I was a little kid, I lived in Paducah, Kentucky, and we would always drive by. You remember the Executive Inn?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Many times down there, buddy.
And I would see Ronnie's name up on that billboard. And never did I think that I would get to be working with him. And so when Blend ended, so now, basically, like tonight, I will sing as a backup vocalist, and then he calls me out to do, he'll have me do Never Leave My Mind.
Wow.
But I never would have imagined seeing that name on that billboard.
That's cool.
That I'd be working with him.
Yeah. So. Now, let me ask you this, because Ronnie, I've seen him up at, like, Cesar Homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this dude's an entertainer.
Yes.
And I don't know how old he is, but, I mean, he must be doing something right, because he's got, like, energy to hand out to people. Does he do like vitamin B12 shots before the show? What does this guy do?
The fountain of youth, right?
I guess so. I guess so, man. So this is cool. You're staying busy. You're obviously booked and doing things. And I'm going to have his Facebook up on our Facebook as well, and a website and all that good stuff. And this is the song you'll sing tonight there on the stage at the Varsity here, which is sold out. We do have tickets to give away, but written by Ronnie McDowell. Called "You Will Never Leave My Mind." So I'm going to play this here this morning. Give it a listen. This is Jonathan Lynn. We'll be back with more and a chance to win here in just a second. But check out this song.